This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends, we're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara was discussing fundamentally who benefits from a sale. Does the seller benefit? Does the buyer benefit? And the fact that Shmuel said the seller is chayiv if even an oinus happens, an unavoidable accident happens, that indicates the seller is the one who benefits from a sale. The Gemara brought in other factors that even if you say the seller benefits, but if it's lousy merchandise, then the buyer will benefit. If it's lousy merchandise, the seller benefits. Shmuel's of the opinion that the buyer always benefits. However, if it's lousy merchandise, the seller will benefit. If it's good merchandise, then for sure the seller benefits, even if he pays fair market value. So ultimately, and this is a little bit of a question that I had, you know, the Gemara says that if somebody made a nether, he's not going to get hana from a Jew. Then if he buys it, he has to pay more than the fair market value. Right? If somebody says, I'm not going to get hana from a Jew, you have to pay more than the value, which implies that if you pay fair market value, then you're benefiting. That implies that the buyer benefits. On the other hand, the fact that if you sell it, you have to sell it for less than it's worth so as not to get benefit. So if you sell it, you have to sell it for less. That implies if you sell it for fair market value, then the seller benefits. So to speak, it's a contradiction internally, which would indicate that when you get fair market value, they both benefit, which is ultimately what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara on Lamed Aleph on Beis, Masnisim Bezvina Matzia. The Mishnah is talking about regular items, regular merchandise. With the Shmuel Bezvina Charifa, when Shmuel says the buyer is the one who benefits from a sale, he's talking about products that are fast, meaning they're desirable. Okay, so that's the upshot. The upshot is that when Shmuel says the buyer is the one who benefits, he's talking about, he's not talking about regular merchandise. Regular merchandise, they both benefit. When we say the buyer benefits, that's if it's what we call charifa, it's desirable. Tanya kvasei de Shmuel. We learned in a braisa in accordance with Shmuel. Take a look in the Ran. The Ran says, kaloymer, de bezvina metzia, by regular merchandise, ika anas meicher, there is hana for the seller, v'loy keach, and the buyer, mishum hachi, therefore, kisha asar anas yisrael aleph, when you ask her to get hana from a Jew, loy keach b'yeser, you have to buy it for more, because if you don't buy it for more, you're benefiting. U'maychar b'pachas, you have to sell it for less, because if you sell it for fair market value, you're also benefiting. Ki hechidoli l'shani. U'ksha asar hana asay al Yisrael, when you ask her hana on a Jew, that you can't give him a benefit, you have to buy it for less. Like keach b'pachas, you have to buy it for less. If you buy it for fair market value, you're benefiting him. If you sell it, you have to sell it for more. U'maychar b'yeser, ki hechidoli l'shani inhu. T'bezvina mitziah, by regular merchandise, ki mizvan le shava b'shava tarvayu mishani. When you sell it for fair market value, they are both getting hana. Okay. So Gemara says, Tani kvasei de Shmuel. We learned in a brice, in accordance with Shmuel, halokeach kelim anat tagar l'shagrin l'beis chamav. Someone who takes kelim from a merchant to send it to the house of his father-in-law. So he's taking kelim from a salesman to send it to his father-in-law's house to give it to his future fiance, to give it to his future kala. Va'amar loy, he says to the seller, look, here's the deal. I'm buying it on consignment, meaning if they accept it, I'll pay you. V'amlav, if they don't accept it, I will pay you in accordance with whatever benefit I get. What does that mean, whatever benefit I get? Meaning, even if they don't want to take it, I still get a benefit. What's the benefit? Because the benefit is, they see I wanted to give a present. So even if I return it to you, I'm still going to pay you the value of whatever benefit I got. So the halacha is, nensu b'halicha chayef. If an oinus happened while he was going there, then he's chayef in oinsim because he's like a buyer. And a buyer stands to gain from a sale, because right now, on the way there, it's very likely that the people will take it. The chazara pater, but if something happened on the way back, he's pater. Because at that point in time, even though it's like he's getting paid, he's like a shomer that gets paid. Why is it like a shomer that he gets paid? Because once it's obvious that the shver doesn't want it, so it's not like all the hana belongs to him because he's not the buyer, but he does get paid. Why? Just like any shoyal, right? Any shoyal, after the terms of the borrowing, it becomes like a shomer sachar. Even though a shoyal doesn't get paid, but since until then it was called hana shaloi, therefore he at least accepts upon himself the responsibility of a shomer sachar. So what do we see from here? That on the way to the father-in-law, he's chayv enoinsim, like Shmuel says, the buyer, kol hana shaloi, and therefore is chayv enoinsim. Look in the Ran, v'im lav ani noisin l'cha l'fi toivas hana shabahen, k'loi mar l'fi ma shehanesi, in accordance with the hana that I had, b'ma sheyachziku li toiva, the hana that I had, that they sheyachziku li toiva, that they are grateful to me. Kishein royim, when they see shani mechazer l'shagul hamkem, that I'm trying my best to send them gifts. So nenas v'halicha chayiv. If an oinus happened on the way there, they're chayiv. L'fisha kol hana shaloi, because all the hana belongs to him. V'haynu siyate de Shmuel, that is the support of Shmuel. U'v'chazara pater, and on the return, your pater. It's because on the return, you're pater, because it's like you're a shomer sachar. On the return, you're pater, because you're like a shomer sachar. Why? The noisei sachar pater al oinsin, and noisei sachar is pater al oinsin. Omiu, however, begneva v'aveda, if it's stolen or lost, chayiv yir chayiv, kenoisei sachar. You're chayiv if it's stolen or lost, like a shomer sachar. Da sikna b'perek ha'omnim, because we conclude in Baal Metziah shekol shoyal, that any borrower, la'achar shekolo yimei she'lasai, after his borrowing is finished, nasa shomer sachar. He becomes a shomer sachar. Da ho v'nena mahana, since he had hana, Umuchachla hasam mehach brisa. It's we prove in this brisa the kivin the behalicha have a shayal. Since on the way there he's a shal b'chazar mia nahi do I have a shal on the way back? Granted, he's not a shal shomer sachar have. So there's an idea that even when you're finished with a task and you're not getting paid, but if there was a period of time that you were being nene, so then we say that you continue to be considered a shomer sachar. Fine. The Gemara continues. Hahu safsira de shakal chamara lizbuni v'lo izben. There was a middleman. He took a donkey to sell and he wasn't able to sell it. What does that mean? Meaning, he took a donkey from a seller and his deal was that if he finds someone to buy it, he'll pay for it. If he doesn't, he won't pay for it. Bahadi dahadar innis chamara. On the way back, an oinus happened to the donkey. Chayve Rav Nachman l'shumer. Rav Nachman obligated you to pay. Eisve Rav l'Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman. Nensu b'halicha chayiv. B'chazara pater. Rava asked Rav Nachman. What do you mean? Why, in this case, when did the oinus happen? The oinus happened when he was returning back with the donkey. But you're only a shoyal on the way there. On the way back, you're shomer sachar. So why shomer sachar is only chayiv in geneva v'aveda if it's stolen or lost, not if an oinus happened? So the question is, Nensu b'alichachai b'chazar pater, when you return your pater, amar lei. So, Rav Nachman said back, chazara desafsir haylachahi. When a middleman returns, it's like he's going. Why? Because at any moment the middleman finds a buyer, he would sell it. So he's never returning. He's never returning until he returns. De'ilu mishkach lezuni, if you would find someone to sell to, afil above the base, even at the entrance of his house, milo mizdavinle, would he not sell it? And therefore, it's considered like he's considered a shoyel the whole time in his chayv and oinsim. Okay, the next Mishnah begins a new sugya. It's a little bit of a sugya of agadata regarding someone who made a neder to aser arelim. And we're going to learn arelim, even though technically arelim means someone who has a foreskin. So if a Jew doesn't have a mila, he's an arel. If a guy has a mila, he's a nimal. Nevertheless, the term nimal refers to Jews, even Jews who don't have a mila. And the term arel, uncircumcised, refers to Gentiles, even if they do have a mila. Says the Mishnah, Koinam shaninena larelim. If someone says, oh, let's see the Ran. Hahu safsiro deshakal chamara lezuni b'shuka. Darkon shaloysin safsirin, the derech of those middlemen, hoya, likach behima b'damiksum, they would take an animal for a set price. Vayamasnim imhabalim, they would stipulate with the owners, shem lo yimtsu loikhem, if they don't find buyers, sheyachsi rulahem, that you'll return the merchandise. Vachimuchach behedya, b'paraka umnin, this is proven explicitly in paraka umnin, b'hai uvda gufa, d'maisilei hasam l'shnachwina, in the story that is brought there in the second lashain. Chazara desafsira kahalichahi, the return of a middleman is like going, kolaymer kahalicha, like going, demeshager lebeis chamiv dami, like the going that is sent to the father-in-law, meaning the return of the middleman is like the going to the father-in-law in the first case. There, just like going to the father-in-law, you're a buyer. On the return here, you're also a buyer. Dachanami b'chazara, because here on the return, mishkach lezvuni mizvanai, if you'll find someone to sell it to, you will. Says the Mishnah, koinim sha'ani nene la'arelim, I aser that which I get hana from uncircumcised people, mutar ba'arle Yisrael. He is not aser to Jews who are uncircumcised. He is permitted to them. Shani nana lemulam, that which I get hana from people who are circumcised. Aser ba'ar le'Yisrael, he is prohibited to Jews who are arelim. Umutar b'mulei ovdei chacham, and he is permitted to circumcise goyim. Wine. She'ein ha'arla kruya ela l'shem ovdei chacham. Arla is a term used for Gentiles. Shenemar ki kol ha'goyim arelim, all Gentiles are uncircumcised. It says in Yirmiyah, V'chobay Sisar Arlei Lev, and all Yisraelim are uncircumcised of heart, meaning they don't have proper thoughts. So that's Pasuk number one. So you see that all Goyim are Arelim, and all of Israel are Arlei Lev. V'oymer, and it says further, V'hoya ha-plishti ha-aral hazeh, it's talking about Goliath, and this uncircumcised Philistine. Va'oimer, and it says, Pen tismachna benois plishtim, maybe the daughters of the plishtim will rejoice, pen ta'aloizna, maybe they will be joyous, benois ho'arelim. Why did we need to quote three psukim? Look in the Ran, Shani nena la'arelim, she'enu arelim kuriya l'shem elikacham, dekulu afilu mulem mikru arelim. All goyim, even if they're circumcised, are called arelim, ki dechsiv ki kala goyim arelim, all goyim arelim, afa gav isluhum mulam. The Ran then explains, if it would just be the first pasuk, you could push it off and say, when it says all goyim arelim, it means arlei lev. Maybe it means circumcised of heart. So we bring the second pasuk, v'haya ha-plishti ha-arel hazeh. David calls him an arel. David has no idea if he's an if he's mahal or not. David has no idea. How would David know? It must be. Maybe he was born with a circumcision. Elamai, you'll say it's unlikely. We quote the third pasuk that the plishtim are arelim, and it's not possible that there aren't some plishtim who are born mahal. Must be that all goyim are called arelim, irrespective if they have a mila or not. Now the Gemara talks about the greatness of bris mila. Number one, gedoyla mila. Mila is great. Shenichusu alel shalish esrei brisais. 13 covenants were sealed on it. Meaning it says bris 13 times, says the Ran. Shalish esrei brisais nichtavil b'parshas mila. 13 brisais, it says in the parsha mila. Number two, Rabbi Yossi Omer, gedoyla mila. Mila is great. Shadoichas ha-shabbos. It pushes away Shabbos ha-chamura. Says the Ran, the chsif of vayom ha-shmini, yimoil, biyoim va-afilu b'shabbos. We do Mila even on Shabbos. Number three, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Oymer, G'doyla Mila, Shalei Nisle, Loi L'Moshe, Atzadik, Alea, Maloisha. Mila is great. That Moshe, the righteous, Hashem did not wait even a moment to punish him when he was lax in Mila. Number four, Rav Nechemya, Oymer, G'doyla Mila, Mila is great, Shadoiches HaNegoim. We do Mila even if it means cutting off a nega, says the Ran. We circumcise the basar of his arla, v'afilu yesham baheres. Even if there is a baheres, yakutz, you cut it off. That was the fourth greatness of the Mila. Rabbi Yomer, or some say Rabbi Yossi, number five, gedoyla Mila, shekal ha-mitzvah sh'as Avramavino le'nikra sholim ad shamal. All the great deeds that Avraham did, he was not called whole until he did Mila. Shenemar, his halich lefanai, walk before me with Mila, heye samim. Number six, Davracha gedoyla Mila, she'omale he, if not for Mila, loy bar, kadosh baruch ha'salamah, God would not have created the world. Shenemar, koyamar Hashem, im loy brisi, if not for the bris Mila, chukash yoimam v'layla, then day and night, chukash shemayim v'aretz, the laws of heaven and earth, loy samti, I never would have made. Says the Ran, Leinikra Shalem Ad Shamal, Dechshet Sivahu Ala Mila. Because when God commanded him Amila, Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God said, His Halech Lefanai walk before me, Veheye Samim. There's another statement here in the Mishnah that's not in our Girsa. And that is Mila is great, that it's shakol k'neged kol ha-mitzvah. Shenemar, hine dam habris. Ay, va'af agav dehay dam, loy dam Mila. He, it's not referring to the dam of Mila, ela karban. Mikamakam kivin de b'tayra kula k'siv bris. Since in the whole Torah it says bris, uve Mila na mi k'siv bris, mitzvah sa shula k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs. So this is very interesting. This Girsa seems to be adding that Mila is great. It's equal to all the mitzvahs, like the pasuk says, Hine dam bris, asher karas Hashem imachem al hadvarim ha'ela. So it compares Mila to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omer. We learned in Rezhi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says. So let's make a cheshbon. We have Mila is great, there are 13 covenants. Mila is great, it pushes off Shabbos. Mila is great that Hashem did not wait for Moshe Rabbeinu. Mila is great, it pushes off Negaim. Mila is great, Avram's not called Tam till he had Mila. Mila is great that Hashem created the world for it. And according, so that's six. Then there's a seventh, according to the Gersa of the Ran, that Mila is equal to all the mitzvahs. And now eight, Tanya, Rabbi Shulman Karcha Oimer, Gedoyla Mila, Shekol Zechuya, Sha'asa Moshe Rabbeinu, all the merit that Moshe Rabbeinu did, Loi Amdulai, did not stand up for him, Kishinasra Shomen HaMila, Shenemar, Vayif Gesheu Hashem, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, on his way back from Midian, he was attacked by a malach, Vayif Gesheu Hashem, he met up with the angel of God, Vayivakesh Hamisai, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Chas V'Sham Shamoisha Rabbeinu Esra Shalman Amila. Heaven forbid and Moshe was lax in Mila. Lekach Amar. Moshe made the following calculation. If I do Mila first and then I go on the road, sakanahi, it's a danger. Then on the third day of Mila, a person aches, so Moshe couldn't circumcise his son and then travel. Elamai, Emo ve'esha, I'll do Mila on my son and then I'll wait. Shloisha yamim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amarli, God told me, Lech Shuv Mitzrayim. I'm not to wait, I have to go right away. So he went right away, and he had no choice, because if he would have done Mila first, then he wouldn't have been able to travel. And if he would have waited, but God said to go right away, so he went right away, and he didn't do Mila. So why was he punished? And Libnei Ma Nenesh Moshe, Libnei, because when he arrived, instead of immediately doing the Mila, he got involved in his unpacking. Let's see the Ran. If he goes on the road during the first 3 days, it hurts for 3 days. What does it mean that on the third day of the Mila it hurts? Does that mean it hurts more than the first day? It says around the lav lememra to be yomashishi kav leitvei, not to say that it hurts more on the third day miyoyim akama, alelekachim tinoi Shimon v'Levi ad yoyim hashlishi. The reason why Shimon and Levi waited till the third day, kidei sheyu telushin biyoyser, so that so that they would be exceedingly weak. So it's not that it actually hurts the third day more than the first day. Maybe it hurts the first day. Probably it hurts the first day. On the third day, already is healing. But you know the way it's like pain management. That if you're in pain, if you're in extreme pain on day one, and then even lesser on day two, and then lesser on day three is going to be worse than day one, because you've now had to endure pain for 3 days. You're just worn out from it. So it's not that it hurts more, it's just that they're weak from the pain, because they've already been in pain for 3 days. So a little bit of a novel understanding. It's not, we always thought, okay, on the third day, it hurts more. It's not that it hurts more, it's that you've been weakened from pain for 3 days. We're going to hold it over here. I think we'll try to do one more Amma this week, because we're definitely going to miss at least Monday night next week. And then we're going to try for Thursday night, okay? Thank you very much for coming. The late hour. Have a good night. Bracha v'aslacha. Kol tov.
Thank you, Rav.
Good night. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.